Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Today I want to show you something really strange that I got during my trip to America in 2019. When I went to America in 2019, the original reason to go there was to attend the Fash Bash and to give a talk there. But during my trip there, I had some other nefarious plans, which Paul Fromm in Canada and I had been concocting behind the scenes for months prior to that, which was that I would dash off to Canada and nobody else would know except Paul Fromm. And I thought that would be the highlight of my North American trip. And indeed, it was awesome. To this day, I will not forget my Canadian trip. It was truly awesome. And I have Paul Fromm to thank for that exclusively. But there were two other places I went to that weren't intended. It happened as a result of other interactions with people. And what you're about to see comes from one of those trips. I met a really nice American man who was very wise to the issue of the Jews. And he took me to his home and he gave me a DVD that he'd cut. And most of the film footage that you're about to see in this little video comes from his DVD that he cut. But there is some more stuff from his DVD that I'll look at separately. However, I want to show you the most bizarre thing of all. He told me that Israeli snipers were killing American soldiers in Iraq. I just couldn't believe it. Anyway, he took me to his house and he showed me the film footage that I'm about to show you. This absolutely blew my mind. So I'm going to explain a few things about this because this is a topic that I think is critically important. The first thing I want to show you, which you're going to listen to, is an audio. I don't know where the audio comes from. The audio comes from an American show, somebody's podcast. I don't know who these people are. They do mention some names. Maybe there's somebody who will recognize these voices and this show, because this is very interesting. It's as if maybe a decade ago, maybe even longer, maybe 15 years ago, I don't know, these guys were doing a show, and these guys were very outraged. And they were talking about the fact that there are American military people in Iraq who are saying that while they were in Iraq, Israelis were shooting American soldiers. And you will hear them talking about military officers, including a colonel. Now, a colonel is a high rank. It's very close to general. And they're talking about the fact that this is quite a well-known phenomenon and that it's been happening, that Americans have been actually killed by Jewish Israeli snipers, and they are really angry about this. Now, we're not going to discuss 9/11 and all the Israeli and Jewish links to 9/11 here, but this definitely is another tie-in into that well-established thinking. And I've got something of my own that I want to tell you about. Several weeks ago, I got my African Crisis Database up and running, just for myself, so that I can hunt through old articles. And I discovered that I have more than 110,000 articles sitting on my old African Crisis Database. And as I was browsing through these things, I saw something that at the time made no sense to me, but now, in the light of these things, I am rethinking its value. I launched my African Crisis website about 3 to 6 weeks before 9/11. I had just managed to get the website up. I was just starting to post a few stories. And then I came across a story about a big war that is coming. So as part of this video, I actually want to ask people to put out feelers and to dig around, because I'm going to show you what this American showed me. And I'm going to tell you a couple of things, but I think it needs more investigation. There definitely is more that needs to be looked at. I recently came across a meme that somebody did in America. And in this meme, it said that some senior politician in Italy actually said in public that it was well known to intelligence agencies. I'm not sure if it's just the Italian intelligence agency or a general statement, but this senior Italian politician said that it is known in certain circles, military or political, but it sounded more like intelligence circles, that 9/11 was a Israeli Mossad project. That is what this Italian said. But I don't have links to that story. I don't have any articles or anything in Italian or English regarding that story. So that is something that I'd love to know more about. Christopher Bolin, whom I will discuss a little bit later, Christopher Bolin is the first man that I've come across, and this was when I woke up to these things back in about 2015, 2016, thanks to Alex Linder. Christopher Bolin was the first man that I've heard talking about, again, intelligence people knowing the reality about 9/11. And Christopher Bolin tells you that his source of information is Germany. Now, Christopher Bolin's information is excellent, and he tells you straight out that German intelligence knows that 9/11 was done by Israel. So the Italians know, the Germans know, and in my old African Crisis archive, I might have some proof that the Russians know. It didn't make sense to me at the time. I've got the full article. But those who are awakened to the reality of 9/11, when you hear what I have from Russian sources that I published a couple of weeks before 9/11, and I have all the original sources for it, that will show you also that the Russians knew. And what the Russians had to say certainly adds a very interesting twist, and it definitely confirms all the other stuff. So if the Russians knew that Israel was going to do something before Israel did it, and wait until you see that video, and the Italians knew and the Germans knew, I strongly suspect that every intelligence agency in the Western world, and probably all the generals and senior officers across the Western world, probably all know that Israel did 9/11. But what you're going to hear in here are these angry, angry Americans, and I think they even interview a colonel in this bit of audio, and they're talking about Israeli snipers shooting American soldiers dead in Iraq. And listen to this. It would be very interesting to know which show this is and where the rest of this show is, because it's just a small snippet that this guy got. Now, those of you who've watched some of my videos about military secrecy, you will know that all military people can be silenced quickly. So, lots and lots of military people who know these facts may have been silenced subsequently. But we need to see what we can find, and I will show you a couple of sources. But it could be that lots of it has already been censored and removed off the internet quietly by the Israelis long ago. But maybe we can still find something somewhere. I suspect that 75 years from now, long after I'm dead, that one day they'll declassify it and they'll come out and they'll say Israeli Mossad did 9/11. But we're going to focus on this absolutely bizarre story of Israeli snipers shooting Americans. First, you're going to listen to this audio, then I'm going to show you the video that the American gave me.
Proxy who are trained and inculcated in the Zionist regime, how many people believe that it ended with the USS Liberty, really? I mean, think about this one. You have proven, arrested by American Marines in Iraq, sniping and shooting at Marines. And for people who don't believe it, we thought we'd bring on the colonel because he can tell us some inside stories. But these guys were arrested. Then Zapata Engineering, the so-called contractor company, got it whitewashed. They got them released, even though the Marines actually chased them down, caught them, and arrested them after they shot at them. These, ladies and gentlemen, who live in Israel and who are paid by American Jewry and who are Americans and Europeans in descent, actually killing American soldiers, seems unbelievable. Wolfgang, what have you seen on this situation?
Well, I've talked to lots of Iraqi vets at the place where I took you to, and as you can tell, that's an immense complex, and there's lots of men that I go through every day and talk to about different things that happened over in the Middle East. And what they told me specifically was that the most of the snipers were not even Iraqis. They were actually IDF, which means Israeli Defense Force.
This is an incredible statement coming from a colonel in the U.S. military, that the majority of the sniping, the precise sniping that has been used to kill and wound in sensitive places, men who have armor, knowing where the armor is not protecting, and having the sophistication to put a bullet into these people, is from Israel. Unbelievable.
And that's not all. We'll talk about that tonight.
Okay, let me show you the film footage of the Israeli snipers who are shooting Americans. I can't vouch for this film footage, but this is the film footage the American showed me. The film footage consists of many snippets of shootings of American soldiers. So I just want to discuss it because it is short, it's a couple of minutes long, but it's composed of lots of snippets along with other stuff. I suspect that this piece of film footage that I'm about to show you, that somebody else put this together, and this American must have then obtained it somewhere. It comes from many other pieces of film footage. And there's also strange audio, etc. So I want to explain the background of what you're about to see. The claim is that there was a very special, custom-made sniper rifle. And that is the weapon that you are seeing in action. Now, if you look at the image on the screen that I've put there, you'll see that on the right-hand side I've got some general footage of Israeli snipers. And you'll see the top rifle, the top right-hand side rifle, has got a more sophisticated sight than the other ones below that just use normal telescopic sights. So you'll see the one on the top right is more sophisticated. But take a look at the rifle on the left side of the screen here. This strange, very sophisticated looking photo on the left. This is the closest image I could find that is similar to one of the images that you will see in the video. I don't think this is exactly the same, but it's almost the same. And maybe there's somebody out there who knows something about weapons who has more information on this type of thing. But what the American told me was that there is a very special custom-made sniper rifle with a built-in camera that is built into the sniper rifle. And this sniper rifle was created, I'm not sure when. By now it's probably 20 years ago. So at the time it would have been something super advanced. But the claim is that this film footage that you are seeing was filmed by a sniper using this very sophisticated sniper rifle that is built to film the sniping. Now, in many cases in war situations, snipers, especially American snipers and also Israeli snipers, function as a two-man team. They function as two. The one is the sniper and the other one is the spotter. And the two work together and they are busy shooting from a long distance and they work together as a team. But these American soldiers that you're going to see shot, they are not shot from distances as great as the American snipers are doing in the Middle East. It looks like the distances are closer. And there are two different kinds of footage that you see here. One set of the footage comes from the website Ogrish.com. Ogrish.com no longer exists. But I remember Ogrish.com in my early days on the internet. And Ogrish.com was an excellent website for gore. It had the nastiest real photos and videos of horrific things. I never used to just go there. I only went there when I was looking for very specific stuff that I couldn't find anywhere else, because Ogrish.com's photographs and videos were so good quality that it was really nasty. It really gave me the creeps. If there were accidents or industrial accidents, you'd see people whose bodies were cut into pieces and you'd see it in its real form, and it was pretty hectic. But one thing that I can tell you about Ogrish.com is that Ogrish.com, to my knowledge, nobody ever accused Ogrish.com of producing fake videos. Ogrish.com was hardcore, real photos, real stories, real videos. In fact, to my amazement, in recent times, when I was looking for stuff that should have been on Ogrish.com, I discovered to my horror that Ogrish.com no longer exists. In fact, Ogrish.com seems to have been terminated possibly as far back as 2006 or so. So that might help to also date some of this, that some of this film footage, which is marked as ogrish.com, might have been from 2005, 2004, from the early, early days of the American invasion of Iraq. And it seems to me that all the hardcore websites that were putting out videos, etc., have disappeared, that they've all disappeared. They seem to all have been shut down, which is bad because there was lots and lots of real stuff there. So you'll see some photo footage in this short video, which definitely comes from ogrish.com. They have cut pieces out of ogrish.com. But there is other film footage that seems to come from these Muslim terrorist types. It seems to be from ISIS and precursors to ISIS. And what you will notice is it's got sound, but the sound is weird. When I look at it, it is a case of short snippets, very short snippets of snipers shooting, and you'll also see Muslim writing on the video, and you'll see very short snippets of snipers shooting, or a sniper shooting, and then you'll hear this weird sound. But what it actually is that somebody's cut a little piece of video footage out of some other film footage, and they slowed it down. So because they slowed it down, they maybe slowed it down to half the speed, maybe even a quarter of the speed. And so because they've slowed it down, the sound is thus distorted. So you'll hear this loud, wah, wah, weird kind of sound. Okay. So this must come from film footage that was doing the rounds from those Arab terrorists. So all of this film footage, in one way or another, either went to Ogrish or somebody else got it from some of the public stuff that these Muslim terrorists were putting out, and they sliced out the parts where American soldiers are getting killed. But whoever put this together had to have had other knowledge. So whether these bits of film footage were put together, let's say by an American soldier who maybe knows stuff, because whoever did this is very familiar with this whole setup. And at a point, you will see that they put up a photo of a rifle, a custom-made rifle, that's very similar to the one that you see on the top left here. Now, whoever is shooting these American soldiers, when I look at this, I don't think this sniper is firing from the tremendous distances that American and Canadian snipers are firing at in the Middle East. So it makes more sense that he could be using a rifle like the one that you see in this picture. That it is a sniper rifle, but it's just not a sniper rifle that shoots someone a kilometer away. But it will shoot somebody 200, 300, 400 meters away. And whoever's firing wants this filmed. And the other thing is, these shootings are taking place relatively close to American bases. So it is also possible that because this sniper isn't that far away, that they can't operate as a team. That it's one man with his weapon and he's hiding away. And if he had a buddy spotting for him, then between the two of them, they'd easily be spotted. So he's functioning alone, and he's using a rifle that can do the filming. But it's a specially built rifle that can do the filming. It's built to be able to film what it's shooting. And because of that, you will see in this film footage that most of the time when the shooting takes place, at the time that the guy pulls the trigger, the camera also moves. So the recoil of the rifle causes the camera to also move because the camera is built in to the rifle. So these, quote, Arabs who are shooting clearly have got access to seriously sophisticated advanced rifles that you can't just pick up anywhere. But are these Muslims doing the shooting? Because it may well be that this is a super sophisticated, high-tech rifle that is doing the filming that the Israeli Defense Force has got access to, but not your common Arab Muslim out there. In fact, if you look at the Muslims, when I've looked at footage of Muslims fighting in the Middle East, they are mostly running around with AK-47s, and I've never seen an instance of any Muslim with even telescopic sights like these Israeli Defense Force. So I think that the possibility that you've got Jews who've got access to really high-tech weaponry, customized built sniper's rifle that can film, that could point to the IDF. And then tie that up with the audio from those Americans and the American troops who say that they caught Israelis. They caught Israelis shooting at them. So when those Americans caught those Israelis, they must have also captured their weapons. But in that audio, they don't tell you what the weapon is. However, the person who made the video knew what kind of weapon this is, which makes me think that maybe it's somebody from the US Army who very quietly in his own private time pulled together data based on what he knew, pulled together public data based on what he knew, and put this little video together. Because when the Americans caught these Israelis, they must have then found the weapon, and that's how they must know that the sniper is using a custom-made weapon. In some of the film footage, it's not that clear that you're seeing Americans getting killed, but in other parts of the film footage, you'll see that you are looking at somebody being shot who's doing guard duty at a military base. And in other film footage, you'll see that there are definitely American military vehicles or American military personnel that are driving by or walking by, and then one of them is shot dead. So when I look at all this film footage and everything, this looks very genuine to me. Now, shortly after 9/11, one of the things that happened was here in South Africa, every Jew that I knew was busy passing on all kinds of information and propaganda that was anti-Muslim. Jews were passing anti-Muslim propaganda around for years. They were pumping it out, sending it to everybody, all these horror stories about Muslims, how Muslims hate Christians, how Muslims kill Christians, and all that kind of stuff. That was very common after 9/11. Jews were passing that stuff around like crazy. So the notion that Israel was trying to get America, white Christians, to fight Muslims and to make Muslims fight back and get everybody to kill each other while the Jews sit on the one side and laugh, That is very possible. And that could explain why the IDF would go and get a very advanced rifle or rifles, because there must have been multiple ones of these. They must have had somebody making these custom rifles and then giving it out to very special snipers who then go and kill Americans but film it. And the IDF may then have been putting out some of these videos and spreading it among the Arabs and Muslims to get them all excited about how Muslims are killing Americans. Meanwhile, it's actually Israelis doing the killing and stoking both sides, stoking the Muslims to say, yeah, we're popping Americans like crazy, while also pumping out propaganda in the West among whites about how you need to go and kill Muslims because Muslims are killing Christians. That story of Muslims killing Christians was something that I heard in the days when I had Jewish friends. And I had a Jewish friend for a couple of years when I was doing African Crisis. I had a Jewish friend in Jerusalem, and he would pass on all this stuff about the Muslims, and he'd constantly be sending me stuff about how Muslims are killing Christians. They'd be non-white Christians, but apparently they'd be killing Christians. And something that I thought about later was, if the Israelis know that Muslims are apparently slaughtering Christians in the Middle East, why don't the Israelis ever save the Christians? I never ever heard a story of Israelis saving any of these Christians. And they'd just be putting out all these stories. Oh, the Muslims killed so many hundred Christians, killed so many thousand Christians. They're just killing Christians. And I'd hear these Christian massacre stories, but always from the Jew. And like I say, much later I thought, if the Israelis are on our side, why aren't they saving any of these Christians? Why don't you ever hear a story that the Israeli Defense Force saved so many hundred or so many thousand Christians from being massacred? Nowadays, I look at it and I say, all those stories of the Christian massacres must have just been Jewish propaganda, just Jewish junk. And the bottom line is that I think the Jews were stirring up both sides to go and kill each other. But the American military must have made these weird discoveries in Iraq, etc., that they are catching these snipers, and upon closer inspection, it turns out these aren't Arabs, they're Israelis. So how many Israeli snipers did they capture? And again, that must have gone back to the USA, must have gone back to the highest levels of military and government, and they must know this. So anyway, I'm just warning you up front, you're going to see people getting actually killed. You're going to see a couple of minutes of film footage where you're going to see people getting shot and they're falling down and they are soldiers, and you'll see that there may be some black American soldiers getting killed, but you're also going to see white American soldiers getting killed. And it looks like whoever's doing this has got a very special rifle that is built for filming, because whoever's behind this, which definitely strongly seems to be the Israeli Defense Force, they want that film footage, because they're going to be spreading it and stoking up the Arabs, getting them excited. And then also angering the Americans to kill more Muslims. Something along those lines. And if anybody can find any more details about what we know about 9/11, because it seems to me that military people, intelligence people, all across the Western world, in all the major armies, know the reality of 9/11. It is only the white people of the Western world who do not know the truth. That seems to me to be the real thing that has happened. And it is so sad to see that the 9/11 truth movement has been dying and they're giving up when in all likelihood they were nailing it and getting to the truth dead on 100%. But there may be allies for them and there must be Americans who were in Iraq, etc., who know the truth but are probably sworn to secrecy and therefore they can't say anything now. But clearly at one time, for a short time, it was known. And so in this film footage, a final point is that in this film footage, you will see that whoever made this talks about a sniper called Juba, J-U-B-A. And he says there, the IDF sniper Juba, here is some of his handiwork. And all these things make me think that you're looking at some film footage put together by some military guy, probably a white American, who knew the truth, who followed things very closely, knew the personalities, knew the details, and he tried to cobble together this little bit of film footage so that he could put it out and spread it among people without him getting into trouble, because it's not him telling you the stuff. He's merely taking, you need to understand how the laws of secrecy work, but he's taking stuff that is public already, throwing it together in a video, putting a few comments in there, and then spreading it. And by doing that, he's not openly breaking the laws of secrecy himself. And who knows when this was done. But I suspect that this may be 15 or more years old. Anyway, here is the fascinating film footage. And if anybody's got more information on weapons, sniping, background, politics, anything relating to this 9/11 and Israel connection, I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
In this video, we're not studying 9/11. There is a lot to be said about 9/11, and lots of people have done 9/11, and there's stuff that I've got about 9/11 that I've never even put out. There was some stuff that I've come across that nobody really took much notice of that I thought really added to the previous work that people had done on 9/11. But anyway, those who know about 9/11 and the Israeli involvement in 9/11, you'll know that the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, actually came up with this idea back in 1979 to create a Pearl Harbor type of event that would make America go crazy and it would benefit Israel. And of course, something that struck me when 9/11 had taken place, because I was stupid about the reality of 9/11. I believed all the stories about the Muslims and all that nonsense, and I believed that for many years. In fact, the person who really woke me up to it was actually Alex Linder. I had known Alex Linder on Twitter for some time and gotten to follow him and talk to him now and then. One day he posted something about 9/11 being explosions, bombs. And we're talking about, say, 2015, 2016. Until then, I'd never even considered that 9/11 was an inside job by the Jews. And Alex Linder mentioned it, and I said to him, "Are you serious?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Who? Where? You know, where can I find out more about this?" And he pointed me to Christopher Berlin. And I went and I looked at the stuff to do with Christopher Berlin, and I just about fell on my back. Then after that, I went and looked at all the stuff that architects and engineers did, and mathematicians, and it just made my jaw drop. So I spent quite a lot of time looking into Lucky Larry Silverstein, the Jew that never dies, how he and his children survived everything, all by pure accident, all that nonsense. Anyway, I realized, good God, you know, 9/11 was an inside job and Jews did it. Israel did it. And there are just so many really freaky things about 9/11. But anyway, here is a short bit of video footage where Netanyahu actually talks about, how well 9/11 helped Israel. Israel benefited from 9/11. The only thing that I thought about before I learned from Alex Linder about the explosions was that when the Americans were invading the Middle East and rolling through Iraq, etc., I thought to myself, when I was looking at some of the film footage, I thought to myself, this is quite funny. Here is Israel, and the Israelis are just sitting very quietly, and around them are all these troops and armies swarming all over the place, smashing the Iraqis, smashing the Arabs. And I thought to myself, wow, those Israelis, they're just sitting there quietly. Meanwhile, there's killing all around Israel as America kills all of their enemies. And I thought, man, they're lucky. You know, they're lucky. That's quite amazing how that's worked out for them. And little did I realize that was the plan indeed. That was the plan indeed. But here, out of the mouth of Netanyahu, here is where he says, isn't it amazing? 9/11 benefited Israel. Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
The Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv has reported Israel's former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has publicly said the September 11th attacks have been good for Israel. Netanyahu said, quote, "We're benefiting from one thing, and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq." end quote. Netanyahu then reportedly said these events, quote, swung American public opinion in our favor.
The next video is a news video from CNN. It's from recent years. I think it's from about 2018 or so. And it's about Israeli snipers shooting Palestinian civilians. And so there you can see some film footage to compare it with. And also there is one instance where they are filming the actual shooting, but it's not from something as sophisticated as what we saw in the earlier videos. But it's just to show you that the Israelis do sniping, but also you can compare the actual shooting and dropping of people in this video footage with the previous video footage, because it all looks very genuine to me. And this caused a big outrage. However, the video footage that we've seen already, that should be sending people over the edge. That's the real outrage. But like many things in this world, I suspect that military and military intelligence people know all sorts of things that never get into the public eye. So white people don't even see 10% of the stuff they should be seeing. And if they saw the stuff that they should be seeing, the reality of life that they should be seeing, whites would go crazy. I think whites everywhere would go crazy if they knew the truth of what is really going on in this world.
Now, a disturbing video emerging from Israel shows a sniper from the Israel Defense Force shooting a Palestinian man near the border fence with Gaza.
Yeah, that video goes for over a minute. It led the news Monday evening on Israeli television channels and featured highly in local newspapers, reigniting a debate about the Israeli army's principles and its soldiers' actions. We do caution you, the video does show people getting shot. It is graphic and disturbing, but important to see. Ian Lee with the story from Jerusalem.
An Israeli sniper zeroes in on a Palestinian man near the Gaza border. He appears unarmed. When he stops, you take him down, the commander orders in the video. Gunshot cracks and the man falls.
Yes!
Son of a bitch, one soldier yells. What a legendary film. I haven't seen this kind of thing for a long time. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman praised the soldier while criticizing the one who recorded it through his scope.
The sniper deserves a medal. The other soldier should be demoted.
The video and the soldier's celebration has provoked outrage.
They committed crime, but not only them. Above them, there is one more criminal. His name is Avigdor Lieberman. He is inciting those soldiers to kill.
Israel's military says the video was filmed in December and that it doesn't show the full picture of what happened. It says the shooting was justified, but will conduct a full inquiry, adding, the cheering does not suit the degree of restraint expected of IDF soldiers. This video comes on the heels of others from the recent violence on the Gaza-Israel border. Here, an Israeli sniper shoots a protester in the back as he runs away from the border. And this woman, waving a flag near the border, drops after getting shot. Both appear unarmed, and their conditions are unknown. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have gathered near the border fence on two successive Fridays, saying they want to cross over to lands lost to Israel 70 years ago. Israel says the demonstrations are led by Hamas and present a security threat. In total, Israeli soldiers have killed 32 Palestinians since the protests started 2 weeks ago. No Israeli soldiers have been killed or injured. International and Israeli rights groups have accused Israel of using excessive force.
The army is shooting people outside of the normal rules of engagement, and that's why my organization called soldiers to refuse those orders, which are criminal orders and manifestly illegal.
Even before the latest round of protests began, Israel's military posted this video on social media. It shows what appears to be an unarmed Gazan near the fence, shot in the leg. It warns, Hamas is sending you to demonstrations and endangering your lives.
We use very specific sharpshooters or snipers at specific persons who are trying to sabotage the fence. We aim for the lower part of the body, for the feet, and to make sure that those people are not able, those rioters are not able to climb or sabotage the fence and pose a significant threat to our facilities.
With Palestinians vowing to cross and Israel's military not backing down, a video like this shows peace is far away. Ian Lee, CNN, Jerusalem.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, thank the whites.